You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the big decisions before Detroit voters was choosing between a pair of competing community benefits proposals. Both were aimed at making sure private developers building projects in Detroit provided certain benefits to the community that lived around the development, such as jobs, affordable housing, pollution controls. Proposal A required developers of projects valued at more than $15 million to negotiate a binding agreement with representatives of the community. Proposal B was similar, but the threshold was a lot higher, $75 million, and the neighborhood groups would have an advisory role in negotiating community benefits, not legally binding on the developer. Well, the voters chose, and Proposal B was the winner. With us now, the Reverend Joan Ross, director of the North End Woodward Community Coalition. She's one of the organizers who fought to get Proposal A on the ballot. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Why do you believe Proposal A lost?
Well, it came down to a question of money in the campaign. We did not have the kind of money that was put into the campaign. We are a grassroots organization, but I think we did a magnificent showing, and the Detroit voters stood with us, 100,000 of them.
What did you hear from voters yesterday? What message did the vote send to you?
The vote sent that definitely Detroiters believe that a community benefit agreement is necessary. An equitable part, an equitable say in development is something that Detroit voters want. So I think what we heard is that we're on the right track. We need community benefits, and there needs to be resident voice in development.
You talked about money, Reverend Ross, and the Michigan Campaign Finance Network points out that the fight against Proposal A was led by a nonprofit group called Detroit Jobs First, and it only incorporated in September and ran a real heavy schedule of ads calling Proposal A awful. And we should note, carefully not telling people to vote for Proposal B, which, under Michigan campaign finance laws, if it did, they'd have to reveal its donors. So what do you want to say about this dark money tactic?
Well, I think dark money is something that is very hard to come up against community. That is voice that actually stands against community. It stands against the desires of community, the wishes that community, grassroots folks on the ground living with the situation every day, have trouble coming up against that kind of money, that kind of pressure.
Who do you believe is behind Detroit Jobs First?
Wow. That's sort of a loaded question. I would think that big development, we certainly see the names of the supporters that stood with that campaign. We see the labor unions that stood with that campaign. We see a lot of the clerical folks, a lot of the churches and religious leaders that stood with that campaign.
Well, there are many who say, look, Detroit needs new developments. It went so long without, and things are truly happening for the city. And they feared making developers strike a binding agreement with a neighborhood group would derail that progress.
We've heard for a long time that this is a fear tactic of jobs are going to leave. You know, no negotiations had happened, no conversations had happened. There was no threat to jobs because certainly Proposal A supports jobs, supports development happening in Detroit. I think what we see is that there was that something's wrong with the process in Detroit for development, that it's taking so long, that it's more costly. Perhaps we need to take a look at that. Our mayor should be examining why is development such a struggle in Detroit that it can't include community voice with something that's more powerful and more binding than just an advisory committee.
Can you, and the other organizers who pushed so hard for Proposal A, can you live with Proposal B?
Well, the battle's not really over yet. We have now 100,000 Detroit voters who believe in a more equitable plan, who think Proposal A was the way to go. So while Proposal B is on the books, it's only there for a year, and then things can be adjusted, things can be modified. So we'll be talking to the voters that stood with us as to how can we approach this? How do we move in the next year to make that proposal more equitable for all of us?
The Reverend Joan Ross, one of the leaders from Rise Together Detroit, which was the grassroots group behind Proposal A, which lost to Proposal B, the competing community benefits proposal. Thank you for being with us today, Reverend Ross.
Thanks, Cynthia. Thanks for caring about us.